On Thursday, March 18th, Canadian Minister of Immigration Jason Kenney was scheduled to speak at the Metropolis inside of the Sheraton Hotel in Montreal. There, a group of about 30 demonstrators gathered to give speeches, hold banners, and chant in opposition to Kenney's policies. Jaggy Singh.
Just to give you an idea why we're here representing a variety of migrant justice groups, anti-racist groups, queer and trans groups, and Palestine solidarity groups. And we're here because Jason Kenney is going to be participating in this conference. And I'm sure you're well aware of Jason Kenney's policies, and they're extreme. They're very extreme policies. He's basically set up a context where migrants and refugees are being portrayed as bogus, they're being portrayed as people who exploit the system, and many of us come from communities and come from struggles where we're dealing with the reality of what it means to be a migrant refugee and dealing with that day to day, working with people who are living underground. In Montreal, there's probably at least 40 to 50,000 people who live without status. In Canada, there's maybe between 200 to 500,000 people who live without status. People who live with anxiety and in fear. Every day, there are people facing deportation. There are people in detention centers. And what Kenney has done is set up a context where instead of creating solidarity with these folks, instead of us working to make sure that people can achieve justice in their lives and achieve their basic needs, instead, what he's done is attack them.
Plusieurs groupes ont pris la parole pour dénoncer les politiques de Jason Kenney. Alexandra Lapierre, du Fédération des femmes du Québec.
On refuse la politique de Kenney parce que cette politique-là est raciste, sexiste et empêche le respect des droits humains au Canada.
Michael and Noé from Dignidad Migrante.
The policies of Jason Kenney are one of the direct causes of the fact that in this city today, there are thousands of people who are working and earning less than the minimum wage. There are thousands of people who are worried about being deported for making complaints when they're not treated right at work. So that's one of the issues that we fight about with Dignidad Migrante.
Y ahora el gobierno canadiense ha cambiado sus leyes para los trabajadores migrantes que ya no pueden venir más de cuatro temporadas porque como han visto los problemas y los trabajadores los han convertido en trabajadores reciclables.
So the way that the temporary foreign workers program has been changed in the last year by Minister Kenney is banning workers from coming to Canada after three or four seasons of work. So basically this is just one more step towards turning migrant farm workers into recyclable and disposable workers, right? We're seeing a more and more precarious workforce, a more and more controllable workforce.
One attempt to get inside of the hotel succeeded, and people interrupted Kenney's speech with loud-spoken accusations of racism. The following day, demonstrators confronted Kenney in an elevator, determined to bring to his attention two recent refugee claims that, after having been denied by Immigration Canada, resulted in death. Kenney's ensuing speech was delayed due to mobilization on the inside of the conference. This is the second time Kenney has been disrupted in Montreal. To stay in touch with the movement, email solidaritesansfrontieres@gmail.com, abolissons@gmail.com, or noone is illegal@gmail.com.
Immigrant rights under attack, what do we do?
Stand up, fight back!
Refugee rights under attack, what do we do?
Stand up, fight back!
Queer rights under attack, what do we do?
Stand up, fight back!
Palestinian rights under attack, what do we do?
Stand up, fight back!
We can't ever say that Canada is a country, or do we have an immigration minister that's trying to fight racism, when we have a system that's making it more and more difficult for migrants to enter, and also keeping a second class of citizens that's actually making the Canada that we see as Canada, the white Canada, richer and richer as we see.